Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, January 30th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. U.S. Second Gentleman Doug Imhoff, the husband of Vice President Kamala Harris, was in Kraków over the weekend following his visit to Auschwitz for International Holocaust Remembrance Day. While in Kraków, Imhoff toured the former Jewish district of Kazimierz, where he met with members of the local Jewish community. On Saturday, Imhoff met with a group of Ukrainian refugees in Kraków, telling him that the United States would continue to make every effort to support their country amid Russia's invasion. He also thanked the Polish government and all the people who opened their homes and hearts to Ukrainian refugees fleeing Russian aggression. Before heading to Berlin for the rest of his European trip, Imhoff also toured historic sites in the town of Gorlice, where his great-grandparents lived before they immigrated to the United States more than a century ago. Young Polish winter athletes had their best showing ever at the 16th European Youth Olympic Winter Festival this weekend, taking home a total of 14 medals, including 1 gold, 7 silver, and 6 bronze. The European Youth Olympic Festival is a biannual international youth sports event where athletes aged 14 to 18 from 50 countries associated with the European Olympic Committee can participate and show their skills. Among the winners included the mixed double ski jumping team of Natalia Słownik, Viktor Stodza, Paula Bełtowska and Klemens Jolniak, who took home silver, while Hanna Mazur took home both gold and silver medals in short track speed skating. Poland tied Sweden for 5th place overall in the number of medals won, with first place in the medal table going to France with 17, followed by Italy and then Switzerland. Two Gdansk firefighters being praised for using their first aid skills and training to save a man's life during a football match Saturday evening in Orunia. Adrian Petryczko and Jakub Szanowski, members of the Gdansk Szczywno Volunteer Fire Brigade, were playing with local football team Korona Sedre Małe against Baltic Stutowo when a player from the opposing team collapsed on the pitch in the opening minutes of the match. The two firefighters sprang into action, quickly assessing the victim's condition and starting cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR. Petryczko and Szanowski continued efforts to resuscitate the patient until the state medical rescue team arrived, even making use of a defibrillator later delivered from a nearby swimming pool. After paramedics arrived on the scene, the victim was eventually revived using the defibrillator, but remained unconscious. He was taken to a local hospital, where he was reportedly in a coma as of Sunday night, but in stable condition with hopes of a full recovery. Thousands of Gdansk residents participated in the finale of the 31st Annual Great Orchestra of Christmas Charity, or WOŚP, last night, raising close to 1 million złoty, with more expected to come in. Some 1,000 volunteers were out on the streets of Gdansk yesterday collecting donations, including Mayor of Gdansk Aleksander Dulkiewicz, Deputy Marshal of the Senate Bogdan Boruszewicz, and MP Piotr Adamowicz. After 9 p.m., officials announced that a total of 946,828 złoty had been collected, with auctions and additional counting expected to bring in more funding. Nearly 114,000 złoty was collected from auctions in Gdansk, while the collection point at the European Solidarity Center brought in nearly 447,000 złoty, and over 380,000 złoty was collected at local bars. The highest amount collected in a single WOŚP donation can was tallied at 7,413 złoty. More information and updated figures can be found on the City of Gdansk website.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy and cold, with a chance for freezing rain and drizzle early in the day, and a strong breeze coming in from the west. Temperatures will be slightly warmer than yesterday, with lows of 1 degree centigrade or 34 degrees Fahrenheit, and highs of 5 degrees centigrade or 41 degrees Fahrenheit during the day. Similar weather is expected for tomorrow, with an increasing chance of rain tomorrow afternoon and evening. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.